during the news, I was tooling around online. We're going to talk about Frank Vincent. Some more sad news. Grant Hart, the drummer for Husker Du and one of the main songwriters, has passed away. He was 56. Husker Du, for me, one of the most influential bands ever, a major band of my early 20s. He died around 11 p.m. Pacific time. Husker Du's Facebook page posted a photo with no caption. He was 56. He was battling cancer. Grant Hart, after Husker Du broke up, he did some solo stuff, and you know, he was part of one of the most influential and important bands of the 80s, without question, Husker Du. And I had the opportunity to meet Grant Hart. He did some solo stuff, and he opened for Buffalo Tom. And I went backstage and hung out with Bill and those guys, and I met him, and he was a very, very strange dude, man. He was a real strange dude. Someone had brought, this is the memory that I have of meeting Grant Hart. First of all, it was incredible to meet him because he's, you know, from Husker Du. And I got to meet Bob Mould several times too, which was amazing. But Grant Hart was a very strange guy. And there are a lot of stories. If you're reading up on Grant Hart, there's a lot of stories about how weird Grant Hart was. And he was a strange dude. He's a very, very eccentric dude, but enormously talented and a great songwriter and an incredible drummer. So anyway, this is my memory. This is weird, Dan. This is very weird. Backstage after the Buffalo Tom show, we're backstage, and one of the people brought their kid backstage. And he was, I'm going to say, maybe 5-6 years old, this kid. And there was a balloon back there, and this was way before It came out. So there was a balloon backstage, or at least, I don't know where Grant Hart got the balloon, but Grant Hart comes out. Grant comes out of the dressing room. We're in like a common area. This was backstage at the Metro. And we're in like a common area, and he comes out, and he's got the balloon, and he gives it to the kid, and then he's like, wait. And he gets a book of matches, and I'm watching him do this, and we're talking a little bit, and he's like having a conversation with everybody in the room. And the kid's just kind of standing there waiting for him to give him the balloon. But he's like, wait, watch this. So he gets a book of matches, and he ties the balloon string around the top of the crease of the book of matches where it folds at the top, ties it, and then lets it go, and it falls down to the ground and stays floating, you know, like the matchbook weighed it down. So then he picks up the matchbook, he takes one match out, drops it, and it hits the ground again. He picks it up, takes another match out, drops it, and it pulls the matchbook, pulls it down again. He does this for, I don't know, 15 minutes. He's trying to do, and what he wanted to do was to make it float in front of the kid so that he had the perfect amount of matches so that the balloon didn't go up to the ceiling, but it was weighed down enough so it would float in front of the kid. And he did it. And he was determined to do it because we were like, what the hell are you doing? And he's like, no, you'll see, man, you'll see. And this kid, and when it finally worked, the kid went nuts. And the balloon was floating in front of this kid, this six-year-old kid. And then he just walked out of the room. Grant Hart just walked out of the room.
That's a great story.
And I'll never forget. I was sitting next to Bill Janovitz, and we're sitting there going, what is he doing? And he was, you know, and I ended up having a couple of conversations with him during the course of the night. He was sober at that point. I know he battled some drug and alcohol issues, but he was sober at that point, but he was still weird. I mean, he was just a wonderfully strange guy. And that was a memory. I mean, I'll never forget that. Here's the drummer for Husker Du trying to make a balloon just simply float in front of a kid by taking out the matches in a matchbook cover. And I don't know where he got the idea, but he's like, oh, man. And his eyes lit up. When he went, he came back with the matchbook cover, and then he did the whole thing. It's unbelievable. It was unbelievable. It was such a highlight for me. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm sitting next to the lead singer of Buffalo Tom watching the drummer from Husker Du try to make a balloon float in front of a five-year-old kid. This is what's going on. Where am I? So anyway, rest in peace, Grant Hart, drummer from Husker Du, seminal, important band. And yeah, so that sucks. That really sucks. 56, only 56 years old. So anyway, also who have passed away, Frank Vincent. Now, some of you might not know who he is by name. Esmeralda, do you know who Frank Vincent is? If I were to describe maybe a scene to you?
Yeah.
You know who he is?
Yeah.
Okay. He was, you've seen, have you seen Goodfellas, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you know, hey, go home and get your shine box. That guy?
Yeah.
That's Frank Vincent. He was an amazing character actor who got his start because of Joe Pesci. 1976, he made a movie called The Death Collector. And Joe Pesci played, well, oddly, Joe Pesci played a mobster in it. He was a young kid working for the mafia collecting on debts, and he got Frank Vincent the part because he knew Frank Vincent. And then Frank Vincent ended up being in, you know, several Scorsese movies, the first of which was Raging Bull. And there was this weird thing that happened with Frank Vincent. Frank Vincent ended up, you know, in two movies getting the crap kicked out of him by Joe Pesci. That was one of his things. In Raging Bull, Joe Pesci beats the crap out of him, slams him into a taxi door, like slams the car door on him over and over again, breaks his ribs and stuff, and just beats the hell out of him. And then in Goodfellas, after he says, go home and get your shine box, he comes back, and they beat the hell out of him, led by Joe Pesci, and they end up killing him. They beat him to death. So it got to this thing where it's like, what is Joe Pesci going to beat up Frank Vincent and beat the hell out of Frank Vincent in every movie that he's in? And then Casino comes out, and I know that Scorsese absolutely purposely cast Frank Vincent in this role because he beats the crap out of Joe Pesci and beats him to death with a baseball bat and buries him in the field. And I mean, I remember seeing Casino, which I don't think is a very good movie. It's not one of my favorite Scorsese movies. But I remember seeing Casino, and I was like, oh, this is revenge. And you can see the look in Frank Vincent's eyes when he finally gets to beat the crap out of Joe Pesci with a baseball bat. It's like, oh, finally, some satisfaction. Finally. Frank Vincent. Now, here's the other thing, Esmeralda. You know, you've played the Grand Theft Auto games, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's one of the major voices on that as a mobster. So if you've heard his voice, you've heard it. If you've played Grand Theft Auto, any version of it, you've heard a lot of Frank Vincent's voice. He did a lot of voiceover work on video games, oddly playing a mobster. Shockingly, Frank Vincent, even in his voice work, played mobsters. He was in a Shark Tale, played a mobster shark. Frank Vincent, who played the vicious mob boss Phil Leotardo on The Sopranos, has died. He was 78. Vincent died Wednesday of complications from heart surgery in New Jersey, according to reports from The Blast and TMZ. Vincent also portrayed tough guys for director Martin Scorsese in Raging Bull and in Goodfellas, where he played real-life Gambino gangster Billy Bats. He had his memorable line, go home and get your shine box, and then in Casino. On HBO's The Sopranos, Leotardo often butted heads with James Gandolfini's Tony Soprano as he eventually rose to become the boss of the Luperazzi crime family. He had a resume that included the Pope of Greenwich Village, Brian De Palma's Wise Guy, Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. You guys remember him in Do the Right Thing? Esmeralda, you remember him?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen Do the Right Thing? Oh, okay. Dan, you know, if I describe the scene, you'll remember.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
Okay. Okay, remember I mean, it's obviously Do the Right Thing takes place on the hottest day of the summer, so they open up the fire hydrant in the street, and, you know, they're playing around in the fire hydrant. He's the guy who's driving in the big Cadillac convertible who's like, don't get my car wet. He's the guy driving in the Cadillac, and then they do. They get him soaked, and he's got the top down. He's like, don't. And he gets out and starts screaming at him, and the cops come over. That's Frank Vincent. Because, you know, I mean, for people who've seen many Spike Lee movies, Spike Lee's obsessed with Martin Scorsese. I mean, he's obsessed with him and has made many movies that were very much like a Martin Scorsese movie or influenced by Martin Scorsese. And so he cast Frank Vincent in that, and he was in Jungle Fever. He also cast Frank Vincent in that. But that's one of my favorite moments. Here's one, Sidney Lumet's Night Falls on Manhattan, which came up during our talk after Dog Day Afternoon the other night. He was also in Copland, Shark Tale, and Chicago Overcoat. This is an interesting thing right here. Vincent also appeared in Hype Williams' Belly, and he served as official acting coach for rappers DMX, Nas, and Method Man. You gotta love that. Frank Vincent is the acting coach of hip-hop artists. He's a native of North Adams, Massachusetts. He was raised in Jersey City, New Jersey. He became a drummer and performed with the likes of Paul Anka, Del Shannon, Steve Lawrence, and Edie Gourmet, and Trini Lopez. Vincent played a gambler who gets killed by the mob in The Death Collector, a film that starred Joe Pesci, and then he starred along them in Raging Bull and in Goodfellas and Casino. In 2006, Vincent wrote a book called A Guy's Guide to Being a Man's Man. And he was, rest in peace. He's a tremendous, tremendous character actor. Obviously, you know, kind of always played gangsters, but he was terrific. He was great. Great in all the Scorsese. He was great in everything he did. And so we lost a great one there. Frank Vincent passes away at 78. And Grant Hart, rest in peace, one of the most, you know, drummer from one of the most important bands of all time. And true eccentric. Grant Hart passed away. He was 56. So, all right, we're going to take a break. We got the weather, we got the traffic, and then we're going to talk about the best movie monologues of all time. What are some of your favorite monologues in movies? I'm going to talk about some of them, and we'll quote from them and all that stuff. We want to hear from you. Movie monologues, the best. 312-981-7200.